Menachos, Paragimel, Mishnagimel, three more mixtures involving Menachos here. The first of the three cases in our Mishnah says, Shtei Menachos, Shelo Nikmatsu. You have two batches of two separate Menachos, A and B, and they end up in the same bowl, but prior to Kamitza. So you need to do Kamitza from both of them separately. And the rule is, the Pasuk says, the Kamat Misham Malo Kumtso Misilta. From its solace, you have to take a Kometz, and the simple drush is, it's solace, not something else's solace, and therefore you need to have pure komets from Mincha A and pure komets from Mishnah B without any of the other Mincha's ingredients inside your komets. So therefore it becomes a practical issue. If you're able to get a pure komets from each of the two Menachos, like, you know, for example, into the bowl, you know, Mincha A fell on the left and Mincha B fell on the right, and there's like sort of, it didn't totally overlap. So you can get from the two edges a pure komets from each of the two Menachos. So then, ksheros, that's cool. You'll take those two pure kometzes, put them on the Mizbeach, and everything's going to be fine. V'im lav, but if you can't get a pure one, so then psulos, there's no second best. So therefore, any adulterated komets, not purely from one mincha, it'll be puzzle. The second case of the Mishnah is, ha-komets sh'nis'ar b'mincha melo shelo nikmatza. You have komets from mincha A that's mixed into mincha of mincha B that hasn't been nikmetzed. So the point is that just the komets has to go in the mizbeach, but you can't just dump it all in the mizbeach because since mincha B hasn't had its kmita done to it, so the majority of the mincha shouldn't be going in the mizbeach. It's meant to be eaten, not burned. And since it's not appropriate to burn on the mizbeach that which is meant to be burned on the mizbeach, there's an isser, essentially isser de rabbanan, against just putting the whole thing on the fire. And therefore, l'chachil, it's asr to do. So if it's mixed up and you can't extract the komets without putting the whole thing on the fire, so then you can't do it. Lo yaktir. But v'im hiktir, if one transgresses its isser de rabbanan and puts the whole mixture on the mizbeach, so then zushin nikmetza al silabailim, the mincha that did have its komets taken from it, so that komets got burned, so that's everything's good. They'll be yotzi b'di'evid. As far as the other mincha goes, zush lo nikmatza lo alslabalim, they're not yotzi. Now you might have thought erroneously that the same way a kohen's entire mincha is burned without any kamitza, so too you might think that a Yisrael's entire mincha could be burned b'di'evid without taking a specific komets and to be yotzi b'di'evid. The answer is no, not true. Mincha prior to Kemitza is not ready to go for Yisrael, and therefore it must be Nikmetzes, and the just the Komet goes to Mizbeach. But yeah, but if you have a Komet plus else, other stuff, yes, okay, then that other stuff also in the Mizbeach doesn't invalidate the pure Komet. But in our case here, since you didn't take Kemitza from the second Mincha at all, so the second Mincha is totally not Yotzi, the first, however, is Bidi Evid, even though you did what you weren't supposed to do. The third case of our Mishnah here is Nisarav kumtza b'shira'eha o b'shira'eha shel chaverta. The komets gets mixed up with shiraim, either of its own, the mincha A, you separate into komets and shiraim, but they get mixed back together again, or mincha A's komets gets mixed up with mincha B's shiraim. So again, the shiraim has no business going in the mizbeach, but unlike the previous case, this third case has shiraim, not just a mincha, like an undifferentiated mincha prior to kamitza. And there's a din d'oraisa, based on psukim, that the shiraim may not go on the mizbeach. So here you have an issur d'oraisa putting on the mizbeach. Notwithstanding that, v'im hiktir al slabalim. If you take the mixture of komets, pure komets, plus shiraim and put on the mizbeach, well, that's an issur d'oraisa putting the shiraim on the mizbeach, but nevertheless, the komets went on, so after the fact, the komets got burned, and therefore the balim will be yotzi. Now, the Mishnah has a new topic here. In fact, in the Bavli, it's a new Mishnah also. After you take the Kemitza, that Kometz, two generic things can go wrong with it, which are the Psulim, the invalidations of Tame and Yotze. The Kometz could become Tame, getting exposed to a source of Toma, or it could be removed from the Azar, even for a moment. Once removed from the Azar, anything that's Hektish has, you know, they typically have like their particular zone where they belong. If you remove it from the zone where it belongs, its yotzim becomes permanently invalidated. So in the case of the komets, has stayed in the azara, take it out for a minute, two edge, you can't put it back on the mizbeach. So they're both become puzzle. However, bidi eved, if you put those on the mizbeach, are yotzi? Well, it depends. There is the tzitz, that golden headband that sits on the kohen gadol's forehead, one of his eight vestments, And that sits, Kodesh Lashem, if the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol sits, it is meratzeh. It makes some invalid korbanos become valid. And the pasuk itself doesn't specify what kind. It just says, v'hayal metzach Aaron. The tzitz will be on Aaron, the Kohen Gadol's forehead. V'nasa Aaron es avon hakadoshim. And by virtue of that, some of the sins that involve the kachim will be borne by the tzitz. V'al mitzcho tamid l'ratzon l'ashem l'fnei Hashem. Sorry, l'ratzon l'hem l'fnei Hashem, excuse me. It'll be on his forehead all the time, and that will allow for ritzui, for it'll be permitted before Hashem. It doesn't say what it's going to permit. However, Chazal understand that tuma is of the, it's tuma. A tame korban, which is asher to go on the mizbeach, b'di'eved, if it goes on the mizbeach, so then it is effective, it has ritzui, it's effective after the fact. Other tuma is a little, has a leniency, a large leniency, which is certain korbanos are allowed to be brought, but tuma, for example, tuma tzibur in the proper time, and so on, they're sometimes a tamei korban can still go on the mizbeach. So the point is, it's less severe of a restriction, and therefore, it's the tamei mincha or korban, whatever it is, that has ritzui by virtue of the tzitz, but not the yotzi. Therefore, the mission says inside, it says like this, nitma hakometz v'krivo, if the kometz becomes tamei, and then you put on the mizbeach anyways, violating the isser of doing so, or maybe it was on a bidya, maybe it was a shogi, you didn't know, hatzitz maratze, the Kohen sits under proper circumstances, that sits will make it still effective and acceptable anyways after the fact. Yatza v'krivo, but if the kometz was removed from the azar even for an instant, so now it becomes puzzle, and if you're not yotzi, and also ein hatzitz maratze, the tzitz itself sitting on the Kohen Gadol's forehead does nothing. Shatzitz maratze al hatame, v'inu maratze al yotzi, the tzitz only makes certain types of invalid karbonos offerings on the mizbeach permitted, specifically the tummy ones, but not the yotze ones. There is a reason, it repeats itself, there is a reason to think that yotze should be lenient, therefore be included. What yotze has leniency relative to tummy, which is when bamos are permitted, like for example, when the Beis HaMikdash, or I should say the Mishkan, stood at Nov and then Givon for those 57 years, a person could have a mizbeach in his backyard, not for karbonos there, it's called the bama. And the bama doesn't have like the clouds, the curtains going around it, and therefore there's no isser of yotze in that period. So you see, yotze doesn't always apply to karbanos. So you might have thought it's lenient in some way, but the answer is no. Bottom line is the tzitz works as magic only for tamei things that end up in the mizbeach, but not for things that have the psul, the invalidation of yotze.